Michael, thank you for being on the program this afternoon. GREEN stands for Ground Renewable Expeditionary Energy Network System. Tell me what that is, please.
What that is, and thank you very much for the opportunity to fill you in on the Marine Corps efforts. GREENS is a solar-based renewable energy system that is deployed at several of our forward operating bases in Afghanistan. And the main purpose of it is, instead of having to bring fuel forward to run some of our smaller generators, we're actually using solar energy to run many of our electronic devices at the smaller operating bases. So it allows us to get fuel convoys off the road, protect the Marines, and be a renewable-based fighting force.
Now, your fact sheet says that this is a 300-watt photovoltaic battery power system. What kind of juice do you get for 300 watts?
300 watts, when you would use it at a small operating base, would be used to run tactical radios. We also use it to run battery chargers, and then they also use it to run small laptop computers. So for the very small operating bases where they may have 50 Marines or so, a couple of radios, a couple of laptops, a couple of battery chargers, pretty much take care of their mission needs.
So somebody running off of a green system can be a group of that size can operate independently. Is that fair to say?
That is correct. The very forward operating bases, they are very independent. And one of their big mission and functions is they have to remain in constant communications. So they have quite a few radios and quite a few batteries that run those radios. So the Greens can either directly power the radios or can recharge the batteries that would be plugged into the radios when they go out on their missions.
Are there limits as to where this can go, as to where this will work, or provided you can get some sunshine, are you good to go?
Provided you get sunshine, we actually have tailored it, and we have some training aids that, depending upon different latitudes, if you're in a very sunny environment close to the equator, you may lay your solar panels flat. If you're in the northern latitudes, they're up at an angle, so we actually do train it, train the Marines that they could operate the systems anywhere in the world.
What kind of training is involved with this other than what you're talking about there, just the orientation of the panels and so forth?
It's very simple training, about a one-hour course that is on-the-job training with the Marines when they get the system. Basically, it's how to set it up, how to plug in the different devices, how to monitor the battery systems in the Greens itself, because the Greens does receive energy, solar energy, during the daylight hours, and then puts it into a battery bank so that during the night times you can continue running your, again, battery chargers, your radios, and your laptop computers without interruption. So it's very simple to set up, very simple to operate, no real difference than any other typical commercial electronics that the Marines aren't already accustomed to.
Now, everybody that I've talked to about any kind of renewable energy in any branch of the military always says operational superiority is what we're looking for. This will give us an operational edge, but I imagine there is a cost benefit here too.
Yes, the cost benefit can be measured in dollars and cents, but really how we measure it is the ability to take fuel tankers off the road. That allows us to protect the Marines and not have them exposed to as many of the explosive devices over there. And actually the economic payback that we get in terms of if we had to bring fuel forward to these operating bases or we had to bring batteries forward to these operating bases versus running Greens is the system actually pays for itself after about 2 to 3 weeks. So by getting the fuel convoys off the road, getting the transport convoys off the road, not having to bring batteries and fuel forward, again, makes the system very economical and paying for itself.
Was this driven originally by the needs that you were running up against in Afghanistan at getting power to those forward units?
It sort of actually started back in Iraq. We were seeing the need to be able to support very forward-deployed Marines, both bringing them forward batteries and bringing forward fuel to take care of them. We wanted to have a tailorable type system. So we actually started the development of this back in 2007, worked with it with our Navy labs to do the research and development. And then in 2010, it started paying off, and that's when we took it into production and started deploying it to Afghanistan in very early 2011. So it actually started prior to Afghanistan, and We were seeing some of the same situations in Iraq that we're now seeing in Afghanistan, so we were able to leverage the technology over to the new battlefield.
I wonder if systems like this are progressive in that as time goes on, as R&D go on, whether this will develop, whether you'll be able to develop this in such a way that you'll have the same amount of gear or a smaller amount of gear and more power, almost a Moore's law that might apply to energy. Is it fair to say that something like that might be possible?
Absolutely. In fact, when we built the system, it was built around modularity, so the solar panels are separate from all the other components, so as panel technology gets better, either lighter weight or more efficient, we can substitute better panels in for the current solar panels that we have. Likewise, as battery technology gets better in terms of energy storage or reduced weight, we can also substitute in new battery systems. We actually have fielded the system with lithium-ion batteries, which are very high energy density but actually relatively costly. But the system can also work off of car batteries and lead-acid batteries. So depending upon different applications, the system can be highly tailored to what you have, what is available from the commercial sector. Likewise, as new computers, new battery chargers, new radios come out, the interconnection between the greens making the power and the radios and the battery chargers consuming the power, that is very simple power electronic connection. So we definitely built it to have upward expandability into the future as components and technology do get better.